I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, September's here, and when it comes to National Preparedness Month, you probably heard the phrase before, but what does it actually mean for everyday life in our community? At Sierra Wave Media, we hope to simplify this for everyone. It is a reminder for all of us to take a little time to get ready for the unexpected. We all need to know in emergencies, don't send a calendar invite before showing up. Around here, that would mean wildfire smoke rolling in, big storm knocking out power, or even something as simple as a family member needing help in a hurry. The whole idea behind this month is if we think ahead now, we'll be calmer, safer, and more confident when life throws us a curveball. So what can we do? Talk it out. Have a quick family chat about what you'd do in an emergency. Where would you meet? Who would you call first? Jot it down and stick it on the fridge. Gather the basics. Put together a just-in-case kit. Water, snacks, flashlights, first aid kit, any medications you rely on, plus a little something for the pets. Stay in the know. Sign up for local alerts and know which channels, radio, text, or apps will get you the right info when it matters most. Another shout out to radio. When internet goes down, radio stays on, so long as those backup generators kick in. Check it yearly. Peek in at the kit once in a while. Swap out expired food, update phone numbers, and keep it fresh for your family's current needs. Lend a hand. Preparedness isn't just about you. It's about your neighbors, too. Quick check-in during an outage or helping someone pack a go bag can go a long way. At the end of the day, being prepared doesn't mean living in fear, though. It means being ready to take care of yourself and help your community when things get tough. National Preparedness Month is simply our yearly nudge to do a little prep now, so when the unexpected come, we've got this. The Inyo National Forest and White Bark Institute want your input on how to help ecological resilience and reduce wildfire risk in the West Mono Basin watershed. Information gathered as part of this process will be used to inform the development of projects aimed at reducing the risk of high-severity wildfires in the West Mono Basin, help shape ecological resilience and fuels reduction projects within the Eastern Sierra, join for the community meeting, and complete White Barks Institute survey. Now, all meetings will run from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be in Mono City on October 7th, the Levining Community Center at 298 Matley Avenue. Then there's going to be the Levining one, which is going to be Monday, October 20th at the Levining Library, which is 51710 Highway 395. Then there's going to be one in June Lake on October 28th at the June Lake Community Center at 90 West Granite Avenue. And then there'll be one online Wednesday, November 5th, and that'll be via Zoom. And we'll make sure that we get those links out to you in a timely manner. Well, a new poll, according to Representative Kylie, shows a bill to end mid-decade redistricting by nearly 3-to-1 margin. Well, this survey conducted by Noble Predictive Insights asked whether Congress should ban states from changing district boundaries mid-decade, except under exceptional circumstances such as a court order. 66% of responders said yes, compared to 23% saying no, which nearly identical support from Democrats and Republicans. Americans do not want redistricting war, Representative Kylie said. It's time for the House leadership to bring my bill to end mid-decade redistricting up for a vote, either as a standalone legislation or as a part of a continuing resolution. Well, Marion Zucco, 84 of Big Pine, California, passed away peacefully on September 6, 2025, at her home, surrounded by her family. Her complete obituary can be found on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media or on our website at sierrawave.net. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news, and like I just said, for more news, go to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook or sierrawave.net on the web. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, I've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.